It's 8:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs. The Trump administration plans to keep national parks open with minimal staff during the federal government shutdown. CPR's Binta Berkland has more.
The U.S. Department of Interior said national park roads, trails, and lookouts will generally remain accessible to visitors during a shutdown. National parks will use park fees to provide basic visitor services. While summer is the peak tourist time, fall is still busy. Last September and October, the state estimated 1.6 million visit days. Governor Jared Polis said keeping parks open was his top priority in the shutdown. He noted that Rocky Mountain National Park is a draw for visitors from around the world, and said the state's four national parks are major economic drivers for rural communities. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The University of Colorado Boulder was fined $50,000 Tuesday by the Big 12 Athletic Conference. The reprimand was due to derogatory chants the Buffs student section during Sunday's football game against BYU. Before the fine was announced, head football coach Deion Sanders apologized to BYU.
On behalf of CU, on behalf of our athletic department, we would like to apologize to our opponents from a week ago for whatever derogatory statements were made by our fans. That's not indicative of who we are. Our student body, our kids are phenomenal. So don't indict us just based on a group of young kids that probably was intoxicated and high simultaneously. Maybe I shouldn't have said that as well. But the truth will make you free. But BYU, we love you, we appreciate you, and we support you. God bless.
Coach Prime brought up the incident during the team's regularly scheduled press conference. BYU won Saturday's game. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs.